Okay. So, still in Chodesh Elul, and as I mentioned, Nachman has a very famous teaching, and this is one of those lessons that really is a lesson for every person, young and old, that we all struggle. And that is what we call the ups and downs of life. You know, how do we overcome it? How do we, and this Torah also explains, not how do we overcome it, that's one of the main things that people really have a hard time doing tshuva. Not to change, because to change it demands to be, you know, consistent, and we have our ups and downs, and how do we stay? So I want to address something which explains over here. Partially I explained it, but I want to just make it a little bit more clear, because a few people asked me about it, what I said last week. So in real life, people are in a business. People work, and sometimes the business doesn't go well. Just doesn't go well. But no one says if the business doesn't go well, he's closing the business. He says, okay, it's a downtime, it's a recession, but I'm going to work hard and rebuild the business. See, we don't need an outsider to tell me this. If sometimes you fall, and physically, you don't have to say, okay, I fell, I'm going to stay on the ground. You know, I fell down, the heck with it, I'm staying on the ground and getting up. It doesn't work that way. You get up, you clean yourself, you do the best that you can do, you take charge of yourself. And business is that way, and relationships are that way. You look at yourself, you know, you don't just give up. Spiritually, we have a very hard time when we are not spiritually, we don't do the mitzvahs, or we fall, we do something that's wrong. All of a sudden, the Yetzer Hara tells us, you're a goner. Instead of telling yourself in your mind that, let me come back to myself, and wait a minute, this is just a down. People have downs in life. People, it doesn't always work the way it should. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to get up. So this is, it's not built in as in other ways. In other ways, you know, it'll be at work, and it'll be a business, that'll be a relationship, and that'll be, you know, things that you wake up, you're not in the best mood. You know, you tell us, okay, you know, things are going to go change. When it comes to spirituality, relationship with Hashem, when we're down, we beat ourselves up, and we go into the feeling of giving up. I give up. I pointed out people in 2008 when the recession started. I didn't hear people say, you know what? Business is not going. I'm closing my business. I remember discussing with a group of lawyers who told me they were suffering terrible. I was a little bit surprised because lawsuits are nothing to do. You know, they were doing a lawsuit against a big company, but the business was down. But I didn't say, you know what? I'm quitting being a lawyer. Finished. They said, you know, we have to look how to do it, cut the staff, work around something. But that's in physical, in the world, it kicks in by itself. In the spiritual world, what we have, it doesn't get kicked in by itself. You have to literally connect to your intellect, to your high part of you, and let it shine into the dark places of yourself. And the biggest fight is the when you're down. That's the biggest challenge. So, you know, Nachman explains that the Aleph, I started to explain last week, the Aleph represents a Yud on top, a Yud in the bottom, and there's a Vav in the middle. You know how Aleph looks, the Yud. The Yud in the bottom represents when we're down. When you're down, when we're down, that's when the evil pokes his head out. You know, there's a very famous question that Yeshua ben Nun was the one who fought Amalek. He was the one. Why was Yeshua Benin the one who was fighting Amalek, not Moshe Rabbeinu? There's a famous question, the Zohar says. But you have Amalek, and Amalek came, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yeshua Benin, go fight Amalek, and I'm going to be davening. You know, so the Zohar, when it comes out, the Kita Lochas explains it, the name of the Zohar, because Amalek is the ultimate Ra of evilness. The words Rak, Ra, Kol Hayom. If you take the word Rak, Ra, Kol Hayom, the Sefer Teves, the letters at the end make out Amalek. Rak, Ra, Kol Hayom means all day evil. All the guy wants is evil. Evilness is Amalek. And that's when you got to fight it, when you're down. When a person's really down, that's when the time's got to fight it. And that's when, as they said, the snake, you know, pierces his head when we're down. He doesn't let you, we become selfish, we become angry, we become bitter. You know, because that's just, see, I tell people, when you're down spiritually, if you're only down spiritually, it's not the end of the world. But most often when you're down, you're in a bad mood, your relationship is not the best then, you don't want to daven, you don't want to eat, you're just in a bad mood. So it's like everything is in a bad mood. It's like when you're down. So the trick is then is to take charge and let the light of the sun, Moshe Rabbeinu represents the light, to shine, the top of the you, to shine into yourself and tell yourself, it's not the end of the world. You know what I tell people you should tell yourself? I've said this last week, but I repeat it because it's very powerful. Tell people, you're going out, you're jogging, or you're getting a very sweaty job, you feel that the whole world is dirty. You get into the shower, you come out, you think the whole world is clean. The world was the same world. Nothing changed. The world was just as dirty before, just as dirty now, just as clean. It's your projection. So when you're really down, you think the whole world is down. And if I'm in a lousy mood, then probably he looks at me, sees my lousy mood, and everything is down. The truth is, it's not. It's just you're dirty. You didn't take a shower. You haven't taken a shower. That's the world of the means. You are dirty. So the trick, what you got to do, is let your intellect over there, shine into your heart and tell yourself, it's not so bad. But you got to take charge. Most of us, what happens is when you're depressed, the depression takes over you. You don't act in it. You don't let the good thoughts feed you. We got to feed yourself with good thoughts. And the good thoughts is to tell yourself, it's not the end of the world. Remember how good things were, how nice things are. Just because you're in a bad mood, it's just the mood. You will climb out of it. It's just, you got to connect the yud on top to the yud on the bottom. So what Reb Nachman says in this powerful Torah, he says, the yud on top is the doidi li. That means, let me explain this. Let me start from scratch. El makes ani le doidi, ve doidi li. So I want to explain this 2 weeks ago. Ani le doidi is when you're in love, it's I am in love. I've said this often. One of my children used to text me, love you. And I used to say, you got to add the I. And she would text me, don't be so technical. No, but you got to be I. You got to be I who's loving you. Because when you feel good about yourself, you feel loving. It's the I that's loving. When you feel lousy about yourself, it's very hard to be loving then. It's very difficult to be that moment in a loving mood. Ani ledoidi, I am to my love. When I'm really, really to my love. When I'm down, you gotta tell yourself, doidi li, the Rebbeinu Shalom loves me. You gotta let that love, like I explained a few weeks ago, when a child is ill, right? It doesn't have to be a child, it could be an adult, and someone is ill. If you sit there, just to show I love you, I care about you, you send a card. What does that card represent? I'm thinking about you. So what? Because when you're down, you really need encouragement. You need love. You need to feed that someone cares about you. When you're down, you got to feed yourself and tell you, doidily, Hashem still loves me. And that doidily is a very high level, an incredible high level that Rabbi Hashem loves you. Shines into the depths of the person. It shines. See, this is an incredible important, because when you are down, you must take charge and tell yourself it's not the end of the world. And, you know, and feed yourself. There's another famous Torah which Ramnachem explains as Zamrura Lekai B'Oidi. How do you feel love? You say, I'm not so bad. I believe in Hashem. I davened. I'm interested to do the right thing. I got up. I got someone to smile today. You should be incredibly proud who you are. You should love yourself. And tell yourself, it's not the end of the world. So you should focus, and Nachman says, on the good things that you're right now in your mind. You could be down, depressed, upset, and angry. Calm down. Baruch Hashem, I believe in Hashem. Baruch Hashem, I am depressed because I'm not doing the right thing. Many people couldn't care less they don't do the right thing. At least I have conscience I'm doing the right thing. So that's the famous story of the Tam we once spoke about here. Where the Tam was, you know, so happy that he created a shoe that had three corners. Just, you know, he was so happy. See, when you're really happy, you're able to slowly climb out of the mud. So to do that, Rav Nachman explains, you have to connect to the light on top. So he says, this is on every personal level. This has to do with Rebbe and the Talmud. This has to do with the Tzaddikim, with us. So in the rest of you believe that you will cast yourself to the Nachman's soul, his light could shine into you. And help us struggle through these ups and downs in life. And that's really, really helps a person grow. Because in nothing, see, no one changes overnight. No one got up in the morning and said, I'm a new person. The unfortunate part of life is, we only change when we're in acute pain. That's the truth. That's the unfortunate. But if you want to focus, you could change. And the trick is, that even when you're down, it's not the end of the world. That's just what life is all about. So I always tell people, when someone is, you know, in the intensive care and all the lines, as long as the lines go up and down, you know you're alive. Once the lines are flat, life is over. This world, we have ups and downs. No one's every day is the same. Even depressed people are not the same depressed every day. They always have the ups and downs. And happy people have those ups and downs. So this is a very, very, very important, Anachma says, in order to tshuva and to hold on to tshuva. A big part of the Torah, what he explains over here, he says a very, very powerful thing. People don't. One of the things that hold back tshuva, and this is a very complicated. What he's going to say, so I'm going to try to simplify it. You know, everyone needs to be respected. Every one of us. You got to have self-respect. You want people to respect you. Not that I want to be the top. Just you need your social friends. Your spouse, your children, you need respect. And you need to respect yourself too. You need to have compassion on yourself too. You got to like yourself. But what Rav Nachman says in this powerful Torah, often we don't do tshuva because we're so preoccupied with our own covet. You ever notice, Chazal say, when a person wants honor, the honor runs away. When a person runs away from the honor runs after him. You know, often if your focus in life is covered, you're never going to get it. Your focus in life should be, I want to do the right thing. So Rav Nachman says a very, 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 very powerful thing. He said, when someone insults you, do not answer. Because that's going to break, by not answering, he says, that breaks the clipper of the dam. He explains the dam is in the left heart, where it's very powerful. And when you get insulted and you don't react, he says, that helps you break that Yetzer Hara. And when meaning to say, you're able to look at yourself, see, it's extremely hard to be honest with yourself. I want to tell you guys an incredible secret. It is the hardest thing to be incredibly honest with yourself. Because it's incredibly painful. See, we all have enormous amount of excuses why we do things. I always say we have a disc, a defense disc in our mind, which pulls up in microseconds the excuses. Why I did this? Why is this? And oh, Bob, we have incredible excuses. But to look at ourselves and say, you know, all the excuses are lousy. It's very, very painful. It's extremely painful. That's why no one likes to be criticized, unless you're the Shlomo Melech says a very wise person likes to be criticized. No one wants to be criticized. Everyone wants to feel good about themselves. And the truth is that we have shortcomings. That is really the truth. And if we have to be honest. So if no one is going to criticize, that's why we have a hard time doing tshuva. At least look at yourself. You say, what am I doing wrong? But it's very difficult. He says when a person is humbled because someone insulted them, then the humbleness of being insulted could make a person aware and help him do tshuva. He says a very Kabbalistic explanation. He says the word dam changes the vowels into doing, to be quiet. And that means if someone insults you, that's in the Gemara calls it like he spilled your blood, and you become quiet, that's the tikkun, when you become quiet. And that quietness will help you get to the right self-respect, red covered, that you should be able to really do tshuva. Which I always say, when a person does tshuva, he feels he likes himself. Because when we do something wrong, it has to trickle in someplace in your psyche that you did something wrong. Someplace. And if you do tshuva, say, Rebbeinu Shloimeh, I'm so sorry what I did. And you believe that he forgives you, you feel so much better about it. And we do make mistakes. We are far from perfect. So, what Rav Nachman is saying over here is a person, when he masters his ups and downs, because you have to know your own ups and downs. He calls it a bucky mastering the road of life. Because even when you go up, you could also forget Hashem. You go down, you also forget Hashem. When you master it and to know that Hashem is all over, in the dumps that you feel sometimes, where you feel miserable, you feel like the world is ending, Hashem is there with you. And no matter how high you fly, you know, in Tehillim, there's a very, very powerful verse in this pasuk. I'm going to try to read it in English, so just to explain what this means. David HaMelech says like this, Unu, this is chapter 139, verse 7. He says, Unu eilach mirichechu. Unu mipunechu evrach. Where can I go to escape your spirit? Unu eilach, where can I go to escape your spirit? And where can I flee from your presence? And David HaMelech says, because wherever I go, I feel you. See, there's a part of a person who wants to run. David the Melech said, David the Melech, his poetry, his tilam, his holiness hits all of it. There's a part of us who wants to run. I don't know where, but there's a part of us who just wants to escape. David the Melech says, Onu, Eilech Mirichechu, where can I go to escape your spirit? Unu Miponechu Evrech, where can I flee your presence? He goes on, he says, Ima Yistak Shumayim, if I extend to heaven, Shomach to your dear. And then he goes, Atziyah Shol, if I make my bed in the grave, behold, you are there. So that Hashem is all over. So the first passage is trying to tell us there's a part of us who wants to run. David the Melech is saying, we all should be honest, sometimes you feel, I just want to run. Where? I don't know. Some people, the thoughts of running is suicidal thoughts. Some people just want to, every person has, there's a part of a person wants to run. The David the Melech says, where? If I extend to heaven, there you are. If I make my bell in hell, you are there. So what he's teaching us, Hashem is all over. That in the high level and in the level. But we have to believe that. And once you believe it, the light starts to open up. Once you feel in the darkness of darkness, Hashem is there with you. And the reality is there. You know, let's try to make this an explanation. You know, and sometimes children especially, but even adults, we feel so unloved. Other person is trying to show you love. If you're so miserable, sometimes you would push it away. Now, come on. Someone is showing interest in you, wants to show you that I care about you. So, but if a person slowly lets it in, he lets that love into himself, he'll feel a little bit better. We have to know that Hashem loves us unlimited. Most people walk around thinking that Hashem is sitting up there, crossed his hands, and he has a checklist, and you got an X and an X, and when you come to my office, to the principal office, you're going to get it. It doesn't work that way. Hashem, you know what Hashem is waiting? He's waiting, and not just waiting, longing and desiring, when are you going to come up to me and say, I'm sorry, and do tshuva? One of the hardest things for people to pick up the phone and say, I'm sorry, because maybe they're going to hang up the phone on me. The rejection. But Hashem, no rejection. He's waiting. He's longing for you to come back. This is something that you must feed yourself over and over again. And let it penetrate you. That Hashem really, really wants you, and He's right there with you. So, as I mentioned, how do you do this? And the best way to do this, you must take time for yourself. Take 20 minutes a day, and just take time and sit down and talk to Hashem. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Because life has, you know, we have so much distractions. Real distractions, you know, just, you know, making a living, raising a family, and the Yetzer and the internet. A guy tells me he doesn't have time to meditate, so I gave him a challenge this week. I told him, I want you to put an app on your phone and tell me how much time you spend on it. You'll be shocked how much time you have. But we have many distractions. You've got to discipline yourself and say, and sit down and talk to your Creator. You know who you're talking to? The one who made you. The one who made every cell of your body, who made your psychic, who made every, whatever you are, your and me and everyone is His creation. And He really wants you to get connected to Him. So the trick is really, what Rav Nachum is saying in this Torah, is to find Hashem in every situation. And when you're down, to also know that Hashem is there, and we up. And he explains, this is the road of life. And when a person becomes an expert, then the Hashem accepts his tshuva. It really takes time to become understanding yourself, what brings you down, and how to overcome it, how to cheer yourself up. Because one of the great teachings of Rav Nachman was, you must be happy. I say to myself every day, we don't realize how lucky we are. It's mind-boggling how lucky we are. We're sitting in an air-conditioned room. Learning the Daf Yomi, I pointed out to people, the Gemara says, at the end of the Masechta, there were people who didn't have a shirt, didn't have their own shirt. I says, what? There was a guy, two people, what do you mean? They didn't have their own shirt. They had to borrow a shirt from someone. We could feed a third world country. Someone told me once that the food that's thrown out after Thanksgiving, you could feed just from that weekend, the turkeys, whatever they throw out, a third world country. Truthfully, no one lived as comfortable as we did since Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden. I don't think anyone goes plows the fields over here. A guy's a gardener because he has a hobby of a gardener. No one, you know, it's amazing. We don't, if you go to third world country, how in so many ways. And you should be happy. But you notice we are naturally kvetches. That's what we naturally kvetch. We naturally look at the negative things in life. The first thing we notice what's wrong with the person. We are naturally, you know, negative. To grow, Rav Nachman continues, says, to grow and to find the good points in yourself when you're down, happiness makes it incredibly easy to work. Because when you're happy, you look at positive things. When you're not happy, you think the world is crashing. The world is coming. Ever notice that people are always busy? The world is ending. You know, the world is... every few years, the world is coming to a kaput. You know what I mean? Because they walk around unhappy. Yes.
If they're happy, it's a function of your expectations. In fact, they even recently, 2 weeks ago, they concluded a study.
You're happy as much as you make yourself happy.
You're happy as much as...
You make yourself happy.
Expectation.
No, if you have expectation, you won't be happy. If you're just happy, I want to be happy, this is what I want, you'll be happy.
Don't feel down.
Let me tell you something. I was lucky to have a father. It's going to Yortzeit. It's going to be this Thursday, who was always happy. And there were times that literally my parents couldn't make ends meet. I had no idea till I became an adult. And I was 35 years old, and my sister was telling me, "Remember those years? We were poor. I didn't feel it." And then I started thinking, "Yeah, we really were poor." Because he was a very happy person, even being a Holocaust survivor, and even in the Holocaust. It's a state of mind, it's work, to be happy. I have said this so often, Hallmark does not sell cards of criticism. Do you know that? We do, I'm going to wait for Hallmark. I want to do it. If I want to criticize my wife, I'll do it now. I'm very makpid zrizim, my demon of mitzvahs. I want to do the mitzvah right away. And I'm going to criticize, and the grammar might be wrong, and I'll say it 10 times over. But if I want to say, I love you, I appreciate you, I don't know how to say it. This week's Pasha, the Torah says, you want to thank Hashem Bekurim, the Torah has to give us a nusach. The Torah in this week's parsha talks about how to appreciate. The Torah have to give us the text. We don't know how to do it. I grew up not with any movies and television. But someone once told me that Hallmark is a $1 billion business. And I thought it was like a schmata business. Because you know why? Because we don't know how to be happy. We don't know how to say, wow, you're a great guy. You're awesome. You know what we love to do? You are. If you don't say it, you think about it. You didn't deliver what I wanted. Instead of saying, wow, let's enjoy what we have. That takes work. When you let go of yourself, you become critical. No one comes into this world laughing. You know, when a baby laughs and comes into the world, then something's very strange and wrong. The doctor makes sure the baby comes out to cry. And no one is happy because they have a happy bone in themselves. The only reason if they're happy is they're taking artificial things. That's the disaster. The only way is you got to make yourself happy. And when you are happy, you are much easier to ups and downs, to much, much easier to master your ups and downs. Because life is testing. No one has an easy life. It's a fantasy that doesn't exist. In Yiddish, there's a saying, everyone has the package. Yeah, there are people, it's a lot worse, no question. The people who suffer terribly in life, people don't suffer so much. But everyone has challenges in life. There doesn't exist life without challenges. It's foolish. Right, but the trick of it is you got to make yourself happy. So when you're happy, you could find, when you're down, you could say, okay, it's not the end of the world. Let me look for the good things about myself. Let me appreciate this, let me appreciate that. It's a famous story with the Tam. He made a shoe that had it was a triangle shoe. Half the price. And he tells his wife, look at the shoe that I made. And he kisses the shoe. You think that he didn't know that it was wrong? Oh, who is he kidding? He knew that he'd sell. But this is who me am. This is what I am. I'm going to love the I am. I'm going to love the shoe that I created. Yeah, it's true. There are people to make a much better job. My competition next door to me, he made a shoe that sells double the price. And my shoe doesn't look like a shoe, but that's why I get half price for it. But this is what I made, and this is what I'm going to success. And the story was they became an incredible success. You know, in Chabad there's a saying which is not accurate: think good, and things are going to be good. It's not true. I want to tell you something. That's a false thing. You can think, you know, many people think about good, and bad things happen. But what is true at the time, what Tzemach Tzedek said, if you think good, you're able to cope better. Life carries a burden. Not just, raising a family, making a living. But the fact is just living on your own is a burden. Sometimes you feel great. Sometimes you don't know how I'm going to get out of bed. How I'm going to face the music today. So that's why happiness is so important. That helps you in your own struggles immensely. You know, I have said this more than once. I don't want to, I just put things in perspective. I don't want to insult anyone. But you know, depression today became a mental illness. Happiness is not a mental illness. You ever heard someone, he went to the doctor, he's too happy. Doctor, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm too happy. But depression is a mental illness. Isn't it amazing? Now, there are true people who are chemical imbalances. Has to do with clinical depression. Nothing to do with trauma in life. Just whatever people's genetic. And I don't know if it's genetic, but But we're talking generally speaking, there's a part of depression. We all. The challenge is, how many people do you know walk around smiling from cheek to cheek? The only ones who smile, who conscientious decides to walk around smiling. And this is so important. This week's parsha, the Torah talks, Tachas asher levadatu et Hashem elokecha b'simcha metiv l'arev kol. You know what that means? The toichacha, the rebuke comes because you didn't worship Hashem b'simcha metiv l'arev kol with a good heart. M'arev kol, when you had everything. Standing, coming, getting up and say, do I really have to put on the tefillin? Do I really have to go daven? I'm going to go daven because I'm afraid I'm not going to go daven. Lightning might strike me. Not saying, wow, I'm going to daven today. What a great thing. I'm going to make a bracha. I'm going to make someone smile. I'm going to give tzedakah. It's your mitzvah. See, I always tell myself, the sun set today with my smile, without my smile. That we all had today. We live in LA, it was a wonderful weather. It wasn't too hot today, it wasn't too cold. And the sun was shining. Now, if you didn't smile today, if we walked around a crutch, as we call it, who suffered from that? Who lost out? Yourself. But if you would have walked around saying, wow, you would have gained it for yourself. So this is something that you must work on. It doesn't change by itself. It's very, very important. See, you know, in today's society, we love to pop a pill and make us happy. That doesn't work, really. I always tell people, a therapist could help a person to understand their depression, understand what's going on. But happiness, you must do on your own. So why did I walk into happiness? Because besides this week's parsha, but one of the things that Rav Nachman says, to be an expert in your ups and downs, you need to focus. And if you're not happy, it's very hard to focus. So even when I work, I conscientiously try to be happy, there's times I'm not happy. The times it overcomes me and I am sad. But I try to cheer myself up. See, goodness demands work. You have to remember the rule. When you let go of yourself, everyone could get depressed. The nature of us is to find the faults. The nature of us, when you look at someone, you look at a painting, the first thing you know what's wrong. You don't say, wow. What a great guy. What a great thing. We look each other up and down and see what's wrong. So, It's today already 14 days and it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. You know what that means? In 14 days it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. In 14 days we're going to have a court date. And let me tell you one thing. The prosecutor is very well prepared. He has all the CDs with him. Now, what we have to do is beg Hashem, forgive us. Forgive me what I did. And if you honestly say to Hashem, I am so, so sorry what I did. I really regret what I did. I wish I wouldn't have done it. That will wipe the slate clean. Imagine, that's all Hashem wants to hear from us. And deep felt I'm sorry. Any other questions?
Which
is the Kutta Ram, Torah Vav. Sixth Torah Vav. Yes.
No, it seems that people want to be in the fix-up mood.
They like to fix things. The people, all around us, we think that way. How can I fix it?
I don't understand what you're trying to say. In not being depressed? But people like to be depressed. There are people feeling different.
Is that a good thing to try to fix things?
It's
being depressed?
Yeah, the best thing is to fix yourself. Fix your own happiness. You know what? That a smile is infectious? You know that. Someone once gave me a card, but I watched it when I was young. You give a person a smile, they're going to smile right back at you. I say over to one of my children, she was 17 years old, she's a mother of her children, many children today already, and she went through a tough time in high school, and when she would come home, I would look at her and smile. She wouldn't want to smile till she would burst out laughing. And till today's day, she laughs about it. There's a part of us who doesn't want to be happy. So, take time for yourself. Really take time and beg Hashem that we should have a good year, a healthy year, a prosperous year. But if you come in Rosh Hashanah and you start kvetching, do you know how many people are going to kvetch Rosh Hashanah? The voices of the kvetch is going to be rising from this world. Unbelievable. But let's say you said to Hashem, I am so sorry. And you'll be before Rosh Hashanah, you really regret what you did. And you really apologize. Won't he focus on you much more? Imagine not only that. You don't even just say, I'm sorry for yourself. Say even Nacher of Ahaya. Say to Rabbeinu Shlomo, I'm sorry that I disappointed you. Sorry that I could have done a better job this year. That's even, because when you say sorry about yourself, we are self-centered. When you say to Hashem, now higher level, here I am, a year passed by, I could have done a better job, I am so sorry I disappointed you. That even makes it a much higher level, the tshuva. Want to ask something?
Helps create that kind of renewal, a mental renewal. So I'm thinking in terms of happiness. It's a lot easier to be happy when you're light, when you lighten the load and done tshuva.
That's true. It's much easier. Nachman says this in the Torah. It's much easier to be happy when you confess. You got rid of the negative. So I hope all of you would take my challenge. Sit for 20 minutes. And sit for 20 minutes, try it out. Just be alone 20 minutes. Turn your cell phone off. And people tell me they feel very comfortable alone, but afterwards it's the most priceless thing. Just sit alone and tell yourself, I'm sitting with Hashem now. He's right there with me. And He made me. He created me. All the things that I go through, He is there with me. Not only that He's with me, He gave me the challenge. And He's trying to help me, and He's there, He's not abandoning me. It's the most comforting thing that you can imagine. And the more happy you are, the more the kudos you find yourself, the more you like yourself. You believe it or not, you could only love your friend if you love yourself. If you loathe yourself, you self-loathe, you can't love. So I hope all of you, two things challenge you till a week. Walk around with a huge fake smile till you stop being happy. And second, not just walk around with a huge fake smile, take time for yourself. It's the most sweetest thing you could do yourself for your psychic. It calms a person down. The people have told me, show me an article, that people do yoga just also have less heart conditions because it calms the whole system down.
Do you do it in a certain time?
I do it every day at a certain time. Yes. I do it for an hour, then give it time, because otherwise, if you don't do it the right time, it's not going to happen. I do it very early. I do it very early. Yeah, I do it very early. I don't like to say, because then people, you know, most people don't get up in time. But, you know, nowadays, everyone has time. One of the great blessings is we have time. We have a lot of wasted time every day. We do have time. Okay, have a great week.